How about different neighborhoods as far as the rich, middle class, and very poor? Would you distinguish those at all? You know, like, can you tell me where the real rich sections are and then the...
Yes, well, now I would say like Belle Meade. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Belle Meade since you've been here? Mm-hmm. Well, Belle Meade and like out Harding Road, Harding Place. And and on out Father Franklin Road, almost to Franklin, Tennessee. That's of the white people, the richer class of white people, because that's where most of the country music people live. You know, it's out Franklin Road. Most of them kind of live out that way, and on out far, you know, much further out.
Has Nashville changed much to you since they put Opryland?
Oh, I would say it really has.
Can you tell me about that?
It really has changed because, you see, did you go to Connie's house to pick her up? Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't used to be there at all.
Oh, really?
This is a new division for the poor people, you know, to live in these type of apartments. Of course, you know, when you have this kind of place, you get all kinds of people. You know, I mean, you can be nice yourself, but then you can be next door to someone, you know, especially when it's in that kind of a place that it's not so nice, you know. But that didn't used to be that way. That hasn't been there very long at all. And it was a lot of old rundown houses, you know. Then there were a few real nice houses. But they just tore all of that down and they built this, and they call it Edge Hill Village. And it made a great change because it makes it look so much better. It's more decent looking because there are some people won't keep anything up no matter where they go, and they cause it to look bad for other people, you know.
Did this happen, do you think, because of tourists coming in?
Well, I would think so.
Oh, really?
I would think so because... you know, all along, all around, even where Opryland is, all out that way. Mm-hmm. Have you been out there to Opryland?
Not yet.
Well, it's built up just tremendous all around. And I think that has a lot to do with because so many people come here now. And I think that's the reason why the downtown has been just renovated like it has. Just this is very recent.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, very recent.
For the neighborhoods, you know, say the real rich neighborhoods and the poor ones, are there any shopping centers that go along with those neighborhoods?
Yes.
Say a rich shopping center?
Well, you know, everybody goes to all the shopping centers. And they have them everywhere. But I wouldn't say that it's just the people that are rich that go to a certain shopping center, I wouldn't think. Because I really think everybody just goes to the shopping center, you know.
How about the real poor neighborhoods? Is there a certain section of town where they are?
Yes, there are some sections of... around here, I mean, and they're not particular black, they're white, you know, and all, but you can tell that, you know, it's just, well, you know, the real poor class, you know how that is. It, the fairground, you see, is very close to here. You probably didn't know this, but Wedgwood here,
yeah.
As it goes straight out, it goes right into the fairground.
And then the fairground is...